Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this 14th Sunday after Pentecost, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Stand Up for Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The epistle lesson appointed for the 14th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 through 20, as follows. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done it all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace, in all circumstances take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. This is the word of God. We now sing the hymn of the day, Fight the good fight with all your might. Amen.
Thank you.
us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to always be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might, and to put on the whole armor of God so that we may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the epistle lesson, St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, with special attention to verses 10 and 11 as follows. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might, and put on the whole armor of God. And yet, are we strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might? And do we put on the whole armor of God, so that we may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil and the spiritual forces of evil? And if we're honest with ourselves again this morning, the answer is no, not always. Unfortunately, we are not always strong and stand our ground, but give in too easily to the schemes of the devil and the spiritual forces of evil. This is especially true when we are tempted by the devil in our moments of doubt, fear, or weakness. As a matter of fact, the devil is constantly tempting us to do evil and to sin against God and His commandments. When we are faced with problems and adversity, whether it is a serious illness in our family, a divorce or legal separation, trouble with our children or grandchildren, the loss of our job, a financial crisis, the death of a loved one, whatever it is not easy. Does any of this sound familiar to you? I'm certain it does. It happens to all of us. And when it happens to us, it is tough. It is very difficult to cope with it. Because it is then, when we are weak in our faith, that the devil will tempt us not to listen to what God has to say, but to question Him, saying, Lord, why me? Or Lord, if you are so good and so loving, why don't you do something about it? That is precisely what the devil did with Adam and Eve in the very beginning of time. The devil tempted Eve with the question, did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden? As a matter of fact, the devil contradicted what God had said to them. The devil told them, you will surely not die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. And how did Eve respond to the temptation by the devil? Unfortunately, she listened to the devil and said yes instead of no. She just could not resist the temptation of maybe, just maybe, being like God and knowing good and evil. So she gave in to the lies and the deception by the devil. She ate of the forbidden fruit and gave some of it to Adam, and suddenly they found themselves to be in serious trouble. We read in Genesis chapter 4, verse 7, that the eyes of both were open and they knew that they were naked. And when they heard the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, they tried to hide themselves from Him among the trees. But God called out to Adam, saying, where are you? And Adam answered, I heard the sound of thee in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself. And God said to Adam, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from? Adam replied, saying, the woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate. Then the Lord God said to the woman, what is this you have done? The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." And we know the rest of the story as God punished and banished them forever from the Garden of Eden. That was also true of Peter, as the devil used him to rebuke Jesus, so that Jesus finally said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men." The same happened with Judas Iscariot, as the devil also used him to betray Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. We read in the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 22, verse 3, that Satan entered Judas, called Iscariot, as he betrayed his Lord and Master Jesus Christ with a kiss, a sign of love and friendship. St. Paul also warns us in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14, Satan masquerades himself as an angel of light in order to deceive us. In the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 9, the devil is described as that ancient serpent trying to lead the whole world astray. The devil will always try to use us and to control us, to use every opportunity he has to tempt us with his lies and deception. St. Peter writes in his first letter, chapter 5, verse 8, to be careful and to be alert, because the devil is a liar and the father of all lies. Peter writes, "Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, roams around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. But resist him firm in your faith." That is what St. Paul emphasizes in our text for today. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God so that you can stand against the schemes of the devil. And then St. Paul goes on to say, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. Not only that, but to take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. In other words, to fight the good fight with all your might, as we sang shortly before in the hymn of the day. And why? Because Christ is your strength and Christ your right. In other words, St. Paul tells us how to protect ourselves, how to establish a solid defense and mount an effective offense, not only against the devil's schemes, but also against the rulers, against authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. St. Paul tells us how to live godly lives and serve God well in a spiritually challenging world. That is precisely what Joseph did when he was tempted to commit adultery with his master's wife. Joseph took the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, as he trusted in God, saying, "How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?" Yes, Joseph had the strength to be strong and to say no, standing up for what was right by obeying the sixth commandment of our Lord, "You shall not commit adultery." And just like Joseph, God will also help us to be strong and to stand our ground against the temptations and schemes of the devil and against the spiritual forces of evil in our world today. To resist the devil and the spiritual forces of evil firm in our faith. And God does, as we place all our faith and trust in him, to guard us, to protect us, and to keep us safe and away from the devil and all spiritual forces of evil. We have God's promise to keep us strong and faithful to him. St. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, saying, "God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. We also read in the letter of James, chapter 1, verse 12, "Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial. He will receive the crown of life that God Himself has promised to those who love Him." Now, what about us again? Yes, what about you and me? Are we strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might? And do we put on the whole armor of God so that we may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil and the evil spirits of this world? And unfortunately, the answer is no, not always. It is only possible if we trust and have faith in Jesus and rely on the wisdom and guidance of the Holy Spirit to help us to say no every time we are tempted to transgress God's law and His commandments. We just cannot resist the temptations and schemes of the devil or the spiritual forces of evil on our own. That is why we need Jesus to help us. As He said no 3 times when He was tempted by the devil out in the wilderness of the desert for 40 days and 40 nights. Jesus said, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Jesus said, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." And finally, Jesus said, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve Him only." And whenever we have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God and given in to the temptation and schemes by the devil, God the Father forgives us again through His Son, Jesus Christ, as we repent and turn to the cross of Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The words of St. Peter in the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 19, "Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out." The words of admonition by our Lord in the letter of St. James, chapter 4, verse 7, "Submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through His Holy Spirit as we resist the temptations and schemes by the devil and the spiritual forces of evil by placing all our faith and trust in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. May our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day, "Fight the good fight with all your might. Christ is your strength and Christ your right. Only believe and you shall see that Christ is all eternally." In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, to be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might, and to put on the whole armor of God, so that we may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, "Lean On, O King Eternal." Amen. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, today we pray for the families and friends of the 13 U.S. Marines who were killed, 18 other U.S. Marines who were seriously injured, as well as 90 or more civilian Afghans, including women and children, also killed and injured during the cowardly attack and bombing by terrorists last Thursday in Kabul, Afghanistan. Father, bestow your love, peace, and comfort upon them as they now grieve and mourn their loved ones, and as we also pray for the thousands of U.S. Marines still in Kabul, Afghanistan, helping to evacuate American citizens, our allies and Afghans, who have assisted us during the last 20 years. Almighty God, we also pray that you will protect us and everyone else by keeping us safe and healthy as we continue to experience again the spread of the coronavirus pandemic throughout our nation and the world, especially the Delta virus. Father, we pray that you will heal those who have been infected and are ill with the new virus, especially the children and the youth in our nation. Father, we bring these special petitions and intercessions to you in prayer through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this 14th Sunday after Pentecost, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, Onward Christian Soldiers, Marching as to War. Amen.